This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Lead makes you mentally insane. So does mercury. And to some extent, aluminum also causes dementia and Alzheimer's.
The Health Ranger Report.
Society really is headed for a collapse. Because once the sanity goes, everything else starts to fall apart. And you're seeing that all around you.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
So many things are at the breaking point right now in our chaotic world that perhaps this year, 2017, should be called the breaking point. I mean, where to even begin? We've got financial issues breaking. We've got, the global debt collapse imminent, with more and more people thinking things are going to unravel maybe sometime this fall. I mean, I know a lot of people have made timing predictions before, and everybody's been wrong, up until the moment. And I've always said, I can't tell you the timing, but we know it's going to happen at some point. And with Trump as the president, a lot of people are speculating, including myself, that the global debt collapse will be initiated or allowed to happen in order to blame President Trump and try to remove him from office. But that's just one of the examples of the chaos and the breaking point that's happening. We've got, a cultural breaking point in the United States. State of California is almost seceding from the union. They've banned travel, any state-funded travel, including like university sports teams and so on, to 8 different states. They've banned travel to 8 different states. I mean, talk about a travel ban. I thought the left didn't like a travel ban, but they initiated one covering the entire state of California. It's really bizarre. Culturally, too, California wants to secede. Well, Western California, I should say. The cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and so on, they're living in a different world. They don't love America. They hate their own country. They want to form their own communist country, I guess. The Socialist Soviet Republic of California or something like that. I don't know what they want to do. But that's just another point. We've also got, of course, food supply collapse caused by environmental destruction. We've got losses of topsoil, losses of aquifer water supplies, or what's called fossil water. We've got so much contamination of the food now that in my lab, we're seeing heavy metals off the charts in certain types of crops from Asia, from China especially, but sometimes from India, seeing a lot of lead and turmeric root and other similar products. We've got many points of things breaking down, many points. And that doesn't even cover North Korea. This war with North Korea is imminent, and that's one of the things I really want to talk about here, is what are the possible ramifications of a military strike on North Korea, because it will impact you in ways that you may not have thought about. For example, North Korea is, of course, adjacent, well, right above South Korea, and the capital of South Korea, Seoul, is very, very close to the border with North Korea. North Korea has missile technology that can't quite reach, let's say, the state of Oregon yet, but they do have ICBM technology recently demonstrated that can reach Alaska, which means it can also very easily reach, let's say, South Korea. You wouldn't even need an ICBM for that. Or Japan. North Korea could bomb military bases in Japan, or they could simply harass Japan or bomb a city or whatever they tried to do. They could pull it off. They've got that technology, and we know that North Korea has nuclear warheads. And there are estimates that they may have, somewhere maybe a dozen or two dozen nuclear warheads. And they've been launching a missile every few weeks lately, so apparently they have some kind of a missile factory. So they've got the potential to simultaneously launch nuclear warheads onto, Tokyo, Seoul, maybe Alaska, certainly other regional countries such as Vietnam. They could even threaten China, although that seems unlikely, but they do have missile tech that can reach many different countries there. And because they are so out of control, it is now imminent that the United States military is going to assault North Korea and try to take out the leadership there. But the North Korean people are very much brainwashed into believing that their leader is a saint and that they are on the right side. According to them, the United States is the evil entity in the world that has been threatening them and so on. And they are willing to do anything. They're people. They're willing to do anything to protect their leader, Kim Jong-un, their dear leader, you know, their cult-like leader. So just by taking out that leadership, it doesn't mean that the whole country is going to like somehow thank us for setting them free from a tyrant. No, that's the way we look at it, but that's not the way they look at it. There will be some of that, but the vast majority of North Koreans will simply pick up where Kim Jong-un left off, and they'll punch the buttons and launch the nukes. So you can't just take out one guy or even his leadership team and expect the whole country to fall into line. It's not going to work that way because they've had generations of indoctrination. I mean, North Korea is really a great example of what happens when the left goes totally extreme, out of control, indoctrination, propaganda, and just lies to its citizens for generations. They become North Koreans. I mean, I see North Korea's propaganda as exactly like the indoctrination effort of the liberal-run education, public education system in the United States. It's exactly the same. It's just that North Korea has taken it, you know, a little bit further down the road. So whenever this attack comes, we should expect that North Korea will attack South Korea in a huge way. They may unleash a human wave of like North Korean human soldiers to clear out the mines. Literally, just have 100,000 guys line up and say, run across that field. We got to clear the mines. You know, that's the way North Korea operates. That's the way that Kim Jong-un, you know, does not value life. In any case, they can clear out a minefield path and they can send a lot of people into South Korea to attack Seoul, to disrupt the South Korean economy. And along with that, and here's where it's going to affect you, the South Korean manufacturing base. Now, a lot of the products that you purchase are manufactured in South Korea. Over the last few, well, decades or generations, South Korea has become a manufacturing machine. And a surprising proportion of all of your appliances, from washing machines and refrigerators, freezers, dryers, even mobile phones, you know, Samsung, are all made in Korea. Korea is a sort of a manufacturing powerhouse for the world. And a lot of what you depend on, believe it or not, comes out of South Korea, including chlorella. One of our chlorella sources, we've got a couple of sources, but one of our superfood chlorella sources is in South Korea. So, you know, it's not just appliances, it's also superfoods and certain nutritional supplements and so on. There are other Korean companies that we work with to import certain specialized nutraceuticals, for example, that are used in formulations in my online store, healthrangerstore.com. So we anticipate that will be extremely disrupted, and this will ripple across the economy. And with our global economy already based on so much debt and so much leverage, the truth is that it won't take much disruption to bring that global debt system to its knees or to start unraveling the debt system, which could have huge implications globally for your finances. Now, at the same time, let's come back home and talk domestically a little bit here. We've got many, many people at a breaking point financially, where they've got not a single dollar saved or put aside for emergencies. There's a very high percentage of Americans now in that situation. An increasing number of people are homeless. There was a survey recently released that surveyed students in, I think, Los Angeles, and it found that a shockingly high percentage, I don't know, maybe 5%, were homeless. Maybe it was more than 5%. I'd have to check it, but it was a shockingly high percentage were actually homeless. You've got, there's another state in America. I just saw a glimpse of this headline where the National Guard is about to be called out to deal with the homelessness problem in a city. I don't remember which city that is. I apologize for not looking at that news in more detail, but it was very surprising to me to read that news because it was a major city that you normally wouldn't associate with homelessness. It was something like Denver or something, you know. It's like, really? This doesn't seem like a city where there's a lot of homelessness. You know, it's not like Baltimore where you would expect it, right? It's somewhere else. The point is that a lot of people in America are at a breaking point. They're just one paycheck away from financial collapse and one disruption away from literally being homeless themselves, you know, from being part of a real serious personal crisis that's going to be very difficult for many people to handle. So let me start connecting the dots here. Let's say that President Trump authorizes an attack on North Korea. North Korea gets hit hard with this attack, presses a bunch of red buttons, unleashes, you know, bombs and missiles, starts attacking South Korea or Japan. Maybe they nuke shipping ports or something. You know, that would be a strategic disruption target. If you were an insane North Korean leader like Kim Jong-un, you'd want to nuke the ports, right? So maybe that's something he's going to do, and he's got the technology to do it. In any case, whether he nukes the ports or just causes manufacturing disruptions, those disruptions are going to ripple back through to the United States and Europe. And it's going to cause a lot of logistics problems, a lot of certain products being out of inventory, and even some downstream job losses because, you know, the employment of people in certain companies depends on being able to get the supply of the products that are manufactured in South Korea or perhaps manufactured in Japan, which is also in the crosshairs of North Korea. And if those products aren't coming in, some people are going to start losing their jobs who are part of that supply chain. Even retailers, even you know, online retailers, e-commerce retailers, or local brick and mortar retailers may find themselves in a situation where they can't get the supply anymore and they have to start laying people off. That's kind of a best case scenario. In the worst case scenario, North Korea nukes Alaska or nukes Portland, Oregon, or Seattle. Or some place that they can reach with, you know, an ICBM. Or there's been some speculation that they have satellites in orbit. Well, I mean, we know they have satellites in orbit that are orbiting over North America. And there's been speculation that they could, that one or more of those satellites may be carrying a nuclear warhead optimized for an EMP detonation, and they could drop one of those into a high orbit over North America, detonate the EMP, and take out the power grid across much of North America. At least that's the speculation. There's no confirmation that that is the case, by the way. That's just speculation. But it's well within the technical expertise of North Korea to do that. And if North Korea is a country that is on a suicide mission, you know, really a national kamikaze approach, like they don't care. Kim Jong-un doesn't care if he dies as long as he can disrupt the American economy or kill a bunch of South Koreans or nuke Japan's port or something. If he's willing to make that sacrifice of himself and his country in order to achieve those tactical target disruptions, then that's a very dangerous situation because he's got the technical expertise to pull those things off. So I would expect that essentially, the summary of this is that any attack on North Korea is going to have a very devastating spillover effect. It's going to spill over into global supply chain disruptions, logistics disruptions, and economic disruptions, even in the United States. Those economic disruptions will also affect certain European countries. Now, none of this will be the fault of President Trump. You can't blame him for realizing the need to take out North Korean leadership, because they are extremely dangerous. They are, you know, very volatile, unpredictable. They're like crazy people with nuclear warheads and ICBMs. What do you do with those kind of people? You know, you gotta, at some point, you have to stop them. If you can't talk them down, if you can't negotiate with them, you know, if you can't convince them to back off and change their ways, then at some point, you gotta go in with kinetic action and force them to stop. It's kind of like if a person with a gun breaks into your home and is trying to rob you, you know, sure, you can try to negotiate with them. But if he keeps threatening to shoot you, you know, at some point, you're going to have to take him out. And that's sort of the situation with North Korea at the moment. So Donald Trump is, in essence, forced into this. He has to take these steps to protect American interests and America's trading partners overseas, most notably, again, Japan and South Korea. Even regardless of the risk of spillover violence or the risk of other nukes being launched by North Korea, it's better to take him out now and cut off the development of future weapons than to just wait around for him to create more devastating weapons or more missiles or more warheads. I mean, North Korea is in a rapid development cycle. The reason they are engaged in so many launches is because they're following an iterative approach to missile testing and R&D. You know, research and design, lots of development going on. You got to test launch a lot of missiles to develop that technology. The U.S. did the same thing back in the 1950s and 60s and 70s. And that's really where North Korea's technology is right now in terms of missile tech. It's about sort of where the U.S. was in the 1960s. That would be a pretty good guess. But remember, in the 1960s, you know, we could launch ICBMs, essentially. You know, that, I mean, they weren't mature at that time, but they were launchable. You know, and we had nuclear warheads, of course, by that time. It was all within reach at that time. So North Korea's got the technology, and if they're crazy enough to use it, then President Trump has no choice but to stop them, even at the risk of the spillover effect. So what would be the smart way to do this? Well, the smartest way I would imagine, I mean, obviously I'm not a special operations guy, but I would say that you would insert some spec ops people on the ground in North Korea at the same time that you are preparing a very, very large kinetic weapons, large bombing runs to take out infrastructure, to take out communications, electrical capacity, targeting the launch sites, of course, but also having guys on the ground to go in and target, you know, sort of a surgical precision targeting of the North Korean leadership, try to take them out at the same time. It's going to be a very high-risk operation no matter what you do. Probably going to see some casualties and things are going to go wrong because, you know, that's what happens when you're the best laid plans of battles, you know, meet the enemy. Things start to go wrong very quickly. So it's not going to go as planned. And likely North Korea is going to get some missiles off. And there's a very high probability, I think, of North Korea doing extensive damage to South Korea, possibly certain areas of Japan as well. So again, the ripple effect could be devastating to the U.S. economy, or at least disruptive to the U.S. economy. So more than ever, just to wrap this up, more than ever, this is a time for you to be prepared, have a backup plan, have extra savings, have some backup gold and silver. Make sure that you can survive a couple of months without a paycheck if it comes to that. Don't go into debt, you know. Don't over leverage your financial situation. Try to deleverage it. Try to own everything that you have, like your house or your car, and not be paying debt money on it, because economic disruptions are more dangerous when you're living on the edge of your debt and credit. Instead, pull back from that, reduce your discretionary spending, you know, stop spending on luxury items, save some more money, because this intervention is probably coming very soon. It's a breaking point. And when it breaks, it's going to be too late to take action then. You know, it's already broken. It's already hitting the fan. So make sure you get ready now, because I want you to be safe. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.